Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way. Sandy Brown Jensen will be back next time. I'm very pleased today to have a Eugene artist in the studio. She studied art at the Maryland Institute College of Art in Baltimore, received a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in illustration and painting, a minor in art history, moved to Eugene in about 2007, and currently has a show called Small Beauty at the Gallery at the Watershed. Welcome, Sarah Sedgwick. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Terry. It's great to be here.
The show at the Gallery at the Watershed runs through February 8th, so that's a real opportunity to see the real thing. But you're a very busy person. You have a terrific gallery on Etsy. I loved your blog. All kinds of things to look at there. I was trying to tell someone the other day what style your art was, and I said, I know. I'll ask Sarah. So how would you describe your own style?
I think I would call it loose realism. You know, I want to depict what I see and the beauty of the world around me, the way I experience it. But I'm not interested in photorealism. I don't want to be too tight with anything. Mm-hmm. I love that loose quality that comes from direct painting.
Right. Well, on your blog, you said that after school, you took a little time out, and then it was a little difficult in getting going again, and so you started with doing daily paintings. Do you still do that?
I don't do that so much as just try to have a daily practice where I get in the studio and put some paint on canvas. It's not about finishing a painting every day. It's not even about posting a painting on my blog every day, although mm-hmm. I would love to be able to do that, and I do shoot for 4 to 5 blog posts a week.
Well, I did notice that the paintings at the Watershed Gallery, they're about 12 by 12. I think some of your figurative pieces are bigger. But I notice you do tend to work in that area and even smaller sometimes. What's the thought behind that?
Smaller paintings often give me that freedom to fail. You know, I need to give myself permission to screw up sometimes just to get over that anxiety about the blank canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And with a small painting, you know, you have less invested.
That makes sense. I know a lot of people tend to do just landscapes or just floral or just figurative. It seems to me like you can kind of do it all, from figurative to still lifes to there was one of Christmas ornaments and you captured the glass. It looked like you could just reach out and grab it. Do you do that on purpose, keep it varied, or do you have some favorites? How does that work?
Well, I paint still life and figures all the time. The Christmas ornaments, it's almost like a little holiday ritual for me. Right around the end of November, I start getting this itch to paint some ornaments.
Ah.
And I do 2 or 3 ornament paintings, and then I'm ready for Christmas. Yeah. But
well,
I love to paint seasonally. I like to paint the flowers that are out at that time, pick things as I go, fruit that's out at that time. So I really kind of go through the year and go with the seasons, painting what's inspiring me right then.
The one I noticed on your website, too, was you would paint one still life in the light and then in the same thing with, like, candlelight. And it was like, wow, it looks so much different. Is that just a game you play to just play with the light, play with the colors?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that one up, Terry. That was actually inspired by that horrible snow week we had about a month ago. The snow light, that brilliant white light that was coming in through my studio window during that week when we were all at home, stuck at home, is good for me because my studio is in my house.
Right.
So I just wanted to capitalize on that beautiful white light, and then darkness fell early, and I had some candles, and
it was
just perfect to do two paintings.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm talking to Sarah Sedgwick. She's a local artist that has a show up right now called Small Beauty at the Gallery at the Watershed. That show will go through Saturday, February the 8th. Sarah, thanks so much for taking time out and talking with me today.
Thanks a lot, Terry. It was a pleasure.
All right. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.